Imagine a scenario where two different peoples were vying for control of a single territory known as the Land of Canaan. The location was strategically important due to its geographical position and natural resources. Both peoples, the Philistines and the Israelites, sought to expand their territories and secure access to fertile areas and water sources. Additionally, cultural and ethnic differences also contributed to the recurring conflicts. The Philistines were a people originating from the Aegean Sea, while the Israelites were descendants of Abraham with a distinct ethnic and religious identity. In those days, at a certain moment, the Philistines positioned themselves in the Valley of Elah, challenging the armies of Israel with their champion, the fearsome Goliath. He was truly a giant among men, not only physically, but also in his intimidating presence. Goliath was about 3 to 3.5 meters tall, a colossal figure that made even the bravest hearts tremble. His armor, robust and heavy, weighed about 60 kilograms, showcasing the might of his presence on the battlefield. Every step Goliath took echoed like thunder, sending waves of fear through the ranks of the Israelite army. His eyes flashed with defiance, and his deep voice frightened everyone around him. The tip of the spear he carried weighed approximately 7 kilograms, a formidable weapon that seemed indestructible in his hands. For 40 days, Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, challenged the armies of Israel daily. He would present himself on the battlefield, daring the Israelites to send someone to face him in individual combat. Goliath's mockery was not only directed at the soldiers, but also challenged the faith and confidence of the people of Israel in their God. He ridiculed the God of Israel and belittled the warriors of the enemy army. The impact of Goliath's presence was overwhelming. When he appeared before the Israelite soldiers, despair fell upon them. His constant challenge for 40 days created an atmosphere of fear, discouragement, and apprehension in the camp of the chosen people. Even King Saul, an experienced man of war, felt the weight of fear reflecting in his disheartened army. However, among the people, there arose David, a man whose courage came from an unwavering faith in the living God. Let us imagine, dear brothers and sisters, the crucial moment when David, a young shepherd, first encountered the giant Goliath. It was an epic confrontation, not just between two men, but between courage and imminent threat. While visiting the Israelite camp to bring supplies to his brothers, David came across a scene that haunted the hearts of the soldiers. Goliath, imposing and threatening, daily challenged the armies of the living God. However, David's heart did not succumb to the fear that enveloped the camp. His fearless attitude in the face of the challenge was evident. While others cowered before the magnitude of Goliath, David stood up with courage that came not from his own strength, but from his trust in God. Upon hearing the giant's taunts, instead of retreating, David asked, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel?" This fearless attitude reveals not only David's youth, but also the depth of his confidence in the living God. As we contemplate David's bravery in the face of Goliath, we cannot ignore the experiences that forged this unwavering confidence. From his youth, David experienced the faithfulness of the living God in seemingly impossible situations. Let us recall the time when David shepherded the sheep in the fields. He faced lions and bears that threatened the flock, and by divine grace, he emerged victorious. Each roar of the lion and each charge of the bear were opportunities for God to demonstrate his power in David's life. These past experiences became the foundation for the confidence David placed in the Lord. After David questioned the possible defeat of Goliath, the news quickly spread as an audacious act by the young shepherd. Brothers and sisters, as we continue the inspiring narrative of David and Goliath, we encounter the painful reactions of those who should have been allies in faith. While David rose with courage, there were those who doubted and mistrusted his ability. The first to question David's purpose was his own brother, Eliab. Confronted by David's boldness in offering to face Goliath, Eliab, driven by anger and presumption, asked, "With whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness?" A response full of disdain, an attempt to belittle David for his youth and apparent lack of experience. Eliab's negative reaction is a reminder of how often those closest to us can be the first to doubt us when we choose the path of courage and faith. However, David did not allow his brother's disapproval to deter him, for his confidence was firmly rooted in the Lord of Hosts. If this theme interests you, I invite you to support our channel by liking and subscribing to help share this video. And now, back to the video. Then some people began to report David's words to Saul, the king of Israel. Saul then sent for David. When David appeared before Saul, he reiterated his willingness to face Goliath. King Saul, who had led the army of Israel for longer than David had been alive, also doubted the young shepherd's ability. Looking at David, Saul said, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a warrior from his youth." However, even in the face of his own king's distrust, David remained steadfast in his conviction. Saul, as a precaution, offered his own armor to David, but the young man refused, choosing to go into battle with just his sling and stones. The stage was set for the decisive confrontation that would change the course of history. With David, seemingly devoid of armor and conventional military experience, relying entirely on the strength of the living God, David did not trust in earthly armor, but he wore the armor of faith. While Saul tried to equip him with his own war garments, David preferred to trust in what had protected him before, the sovereign hand of God. He refused human resources and trusted in the Lord of Hosts. These reactions of distrust and rejection highlight the reality that often we will face opposition even from those around us. However, like David, we must not let others' disapproval prevent us from following God's will with courage and faith. Let us learn from David's resilience and trust in the Lord, even when others doubt us. Thus, facing disbelief and scorn, David accepted the challenge that few were willing to take on. He was determined not to let dishonor be cast upon the living God. David's courage, my brothers and sisters, is an inspiring testimony of how faith can transform a young shepherd into a valiant warrior of the Lord. We learn from David that true courage is not measured by the absence of fear, but by the decision to move forward despite it. David's heart beat in tune with the heart of God, and that made all the difference. May we learn from this lesson of courage and trust in divine power, no matter how challenging our encounters with the giants in our lives. Brothers and sisters, as we contemplate David's journey, it is crucial to understand the motivation that drove him to face the giant Goliath. David did not rise up out of a personal desire for glory or recognition. His motivation was deeply rooted in concern for the honor of the living God and the reputation of Israel. When David heard Goliath's blasphemous challenges, his first reaction wasn't fear, but a holy indignation. He questioned, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" David didn't see the challenge as a personal affront, but as an outrage to the sovereignty and power of the God of Israel. David possessed a keen spiritual perspective, seeing the situation beyond physical appearances and earthly threats. While other warriors were concerned with the immediate dangers of battle and the spoils of victory, David was centered on God's honor. He saw the problem in spiritual terms, not material or carnal ones. Many of Israel's warriors viewed the confrontation with Goliath based on human calculations, assessing physical strength, military prowess, and available resources. However, David saw beyond the visible. He recognized that the true battle was spiritual and victory depended on divine intervention. David acknowledged that the true confrontation was between the living God and the evil forces represented by the Philistine. His motivation went beyond personal glory. It was a desire to glorify the Lord and restore Israel's honor. In this way, David becomes an example for all of us. In our own journeys, we must ask ourselves, what is our motivation? Are we seeking personal glory, or are we concerned with the honor of the living God? David's spiritual perspective challenges us to look beyond immediate circumstances and act in accordance with the values of God's kingdom. May we, like David, be motivated by the pursuit of God's glory and the defense of our Lord's true reputation. May our courage be sustained by a deep conviction that we are instruments in the hands of the living God, called to proclaim his greatness amidst life's challenges. As for the outcome of the story, I believe most already know, but perhaps few have understood its significance. Then comes the long-awaited day of confrontation. On one side, Goliath, the Philistine giant, imposing and clad in shining armor, represented conventional military power and confidence in the physical. On the other side, emerging from anonymity, was David, a seemingly unarmed young shepherd facing the Philistine colossus. Yet his confidence went beyond human logic, for he did not place his faith in heavy armor, but in the living God who had empowered him to overcome bears and lions in defense of his sheep. The sound of silence pervaded the valley as David, with his sling in hand and five stones chosen from the brook, advanced toward Goliath. The giant, confident in his own strength, mocked David and cursed him in the name of the Philistine gods. But David, unshaken, responded with courage and conviction, proclaiming the superiority of the God of Israel. With precise skill, he swung his sling and hurled a single stone, which found its target with surgical precision. Goliath fell, not by the brute force of a warrior, but by divine intervention. The Valley of Elah witnessed not only a military victory, but a triumph of faith over fear, of trust in God over human strength. The episode became a beacon of inspiration, reminding us that even in the face of the greatest challenges, courage based on faith can bring down seemingly invincible giants. Dear ones, our own lives are marked by challenges, some as daunting as lions and bears. However, like David, we can look back and remember the divine interventions that have brought us to this point. Every challenge overcome, every trial conquered, is a testimony to God's power in our lives. Cultivate courage, beloved, not by relying on your own strength, but on the strength of the one who has overcome the world. When facing life's giants, remember that victory has already been secured through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Please leave your feedback in the comments. Also, remember to like and subscribe to the channel. It may seem small, but it helps us a lot. Take care and God bless. Warm regards.